And your mother made a bed for you on the floor. What was that called?
Pallet. Called a pallet.
And in the winter, excuse me, in the winter, how long, or how did you stay warm? What did you put over the bed?
Quilts.
Quilts?
Quilts. We didn't have no such thing as blankets or nothing. Had a sheet on the bottom of the bed, and you just come out piling quilts on that. Mother had lots of them then. Keep us all warm.
And what do you call that, this thing here that's on
bed,
now?
Bedspread.
It's a bedspread. Did you ever call it anything else?
This here is a bedspread. And then they had a different thing. It's almost the same, but call them counterpanes. Counterpanes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference? I wonder.
This here's just a little woven. That other's a counterpane. It's solid with white flowers and things over it.
Mm-hmm.
This here's, see, is just a thing to spread over the top of the bed.
When you were young, how did you make, or how did, what did you sleep on in the way of a mattress?
Get out there of the corn crib and save a lot of shucks up, you know, and cut the hard part off and fill them up with shucks, or we'd go in the field and pull crabgrass, fill that tick full of that, beat it out.
Okay, the crabgrass.
The crabgrass made good bed.
The same for a pillow, is that?
No, I never recollect using a pillow. Then I always had feather pillow.
Did you?
From a boy on up. That did, but for as a mattress, I never saw a mattress till I was nearly grown. No such thing made. You made your own.
Corn shucks.
Out of corn shucks or crabgrass.
Crabgrass.
I'd rather sleep on the crabgrass than shucks.
Is that right?
Shucks made so much racket. You turn over and hand that thing. That's funny, but now I've done that.
Sure.
As a boy.
Well, I know how it would sound. Yeah. I never thought of it.
Chuck would rattle. I couldn't. I'd run a visit a time or two. And man, that put me on a shuck mattress, man. I couldn't sleep on that thing. Too much racket.
Wake yourself up, huh? different kinds of roads. You mentioned before they had many public roads, what kind of roads did you have, or how would you get from one place to another? How were they made and what were they called? In other words, just, say a path between your house or your barn and the public road.
Well, they had slides, they'd make a slide and hook a horse to it, you know, to get around through places like that. But I don't recollect that far back. We had public roads when I was a boy, but they wouldn't work by contract or nothing. They'd just appoint an overseer, the county judge or some other word, an overseer over a certain road. Then everybody lived on each side of that road for so far back. This overseer would order them out a certain day to work on the road.
Was that right?
Bring a shovel and an axe and a pick.
Isn't
and they'd
right?
cut brush and put in the holes and throw a little dirt on them. And that's all they had, just an axe. And my daddy was overseer up there on one road when I was a little boy. I could recollect, man. And he'd order him out there. One day he got up there, he'd been doing several times, about half of them would get up there and tell jokes, you know, and keep the others from working, you know. And they told him before he took the road over, he said, "You can't get them men to work." Papa said, I'll get them to work.